You're listening to AVMA Animal Tracks. I'm Dave Brown. Popular culture has led many of us to believe that having fat pets is fashionable. But overweight pets carry the same risks as overweight humans, including the increased likelihood of diseases and other serious health conditions, such as diabetes. A timely topic, as November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Joining us now to talk about the perils of pudgy pets is Dr. Rick Marinson with Longwood Veterinary Clinic in Orlando. Doctor, welcome. Is being overweight simply a cosmetic problem or a serious disease?
Well, many owners love the thought of their pudgy poodle or the proverbial fat cat. I think obesity has become a very serious problem, in fact, almost to be epidemic proportions. Unfortunately, obesity is seldom recognized by the owner, and I think, unfortunately, it's often inadequately discussed even by the veterinarians.
What diseases can it cause?
Obesity can lead to heart disease, diabetes, liver problems, orthopedic conditions, and it even has a statistical relationship to certain kinds of cancer. With this rogue's list of problems, I would say that obesity is not a problem to be taken lightly, if you'll excuse that expression.
What are some of the symptoms of diabetes in pets?
The first thing most pet owners notice is an increase in thirst and an increase in urination. The high levels of sugar in the bloodstream that exist during diabetes fool the brain into thinking that the body is dehydrated, so the animal will consume large amounts of water that it doesn't really need, and in not needing it, that water then turns into urination. So the first thing that people notice is that thirst and that constant asking to go outside to go potty. Now, as the disease progresses, the animal begins to lose weight. They will become progressively lethargic and weak. But most owners will initially notice that thirst and urination as the beginning signs.
How manageable is diabetes?
Well, with the correct dietary management, including weight loss when it's needed, and along with a very motivated owner who is willing to provide the necessary care, like learning to give the insulin injections, diabetes is controllable, but it's not curable. But certainly with the right nutritional support, with the right medications, and people that can fit this schedule into their lives, these animals can go on to live a very good quality of life.
What routine care would you recommend for a pet that has diabetes due to being overweight?
Well, depending upon the stage of the disease and the condition of the pet, priority number one is reducing the sugar levels in the blood. And that is done through medication, giving the insulin. And what we're trying to do there is to move that patient back towards a more normal metabolic state. However, if the animal is also obese, then weight loss is the next most important thing we can do. In reducing that pet's weight, it reduces the need for insulin, it makes the diabetes easier to control, and weight loss also reduces the risk of the additional problems like those that were on our original list. And while I never make this promise, in obese cats, a certain number of owners will see their pet's diabetes go away, I mean literally be cured, if we can have the appropriate weight loss.
What questions should a pet owner be asking their veterinary health care team about weight?
Pet owners should ask for and rely upon the veterinary team to help identify the need for weight loss. We humans seem to be generally bad at judging our pet's correct weight, and we often don't recognize the degree of obesity that our pet suffers from. And recognition is literally the first step towards treatment. Now, I like to utilize a 5-point body condition score that has been developed in a way to quantify a pet's weight status. On this scale, a score of 3 out of 5 is ideal. A pet that is 4 is overweight, and a pet that is 5 is obese. And in the other direction, a dog or cat that is a 2 is thin, and 1 would be emaciated. So in teaching the owner how to apply the scale to their pet, we can get a realistic impression of the animal's true weight status and make sure that we're all on that same page. And then once the overweight or obese pet is identified, owners should then ask about what other underlying medical conditions could be causing this and how should those be addressed, and certainly asking about nutrition and exercise.
Why is it so important to have your veterinarian help when getting your pet to lose weight?
When you consider the list of problems associated with obesity and the harm that you may be unknowingly causing to your pet, it's critical that the owner take a realistic view of their situation and follow the doctor's advice. Very often it seems that in loving our pets so much, we overfeed them in an attempt to make them happy. And without the education and support of your veterinarian, it's very difficult for most owners to recognize, much less tackle this problem on their own. And I think your veterinarian and their staff have the knowledge, the support, and the correct nutritional advice to help your pet lose weight safely and effectively, and in doing so, not only prolong the life of your pet, but enhancing the quality of that life.
Finally, tell us, Doctor, how is extra weight on a cat or dog similar to extra pounds put on by humans?
Well, I think one of the things we need is to put things in perspective as a bit of a comparison, give some clients an idea of how to put that in perspective, what extra weight on their pet may mean. So, for instance, just one extra pound of fat on a 10-pound cat or, say, 2 pounds on a 20-pound dog is the equivalent of a 150-pound person gaining 15 pounds. So when we say, gosh, your kitty is a pound overweight, that doesn't sound like much, but on a percentage basis, that can be huge. Another way to look at this is for every pound of fat your body puts on, it requires almost a mile of blood vessels to feed that fat, and that just puts a tremendous strain on the circulatory system and the heart in particular. That's why these overweight animals are particularly prone to heart disease.
Dr. Marinson, thank you so much for speaking with us today. For more tips on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, go to avma.org or petfit.com. For AVMA Animal Tracks, I'm Dave Brown. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.